out a great big hand and grabs me by the wrist and asks me why, and I say, well, God, it's like this. It may be arrogance or just appalling taste. I'd rather use my pain and let it all go to waste on some old God who tells me what I want to hear, as if I cannot tell obedience from fear. I want to take my pleasures where and how I will, be they disgraceful or distasteful or distilled. And to be frank, I find that life has more appeal without a driver who's asleep behind the wheel. Then God decides that he has taken quite enough of all this atheistic tosh I'm spouting off.